This Sunday night, a group of musicians will take the stage at the Wharton Center. They are known as the National Symphony of Romania, and according to Cristian Masalaru, the group's conductor this weekend, they began about a decade ago thanks to a shared experience in a youth orchestra, one similar to the famed El Sistema method, which has become a model for childhood music education the world over.
A lot of the original founders of this youth orchestra, who are now in their 30s, I would say, or late 20s, early 30s, they have been trying to find ways to continue playing together because there was the bond that was formed. Now, what's emerged from all that is this National Symphony Orchestra of Romania, which is a great, wonderful group because all of them have jobs in major orchestras all around Europe, you know, and they get together for these beautiful projects, and this is one of them.
One piece the National Symphony of Romania will play is standard for them, the first Romanian Rhapsody by George Enescu.
The concert is really, from our point of view, is also celebrating not just this incredible orchestra, but it's also celebrating the tradition, the great tradition of classical music in Romania. And 100 years ago, when Enescu was alive, all music and all great art was coming from France. The French influence was so strong.
This French influence is why Masalaru chose to end the concert with Maurice Ravel's famous Bolero.
But then, in the later part of the 20th century, because also politically speaking, Romania was so much under the Soviet influence, there was a huge, heavy makeup of the Russian school.
Which is why Masalaru is bringing cellist Andrei Ionita, a Tchaikovsky competition winner, along with the National Symphony of Romania this weekend in East Lansing.
The music, when he performs, it just transcends him to a different place. And I remember the first time I watched him perform, I wasn't conducting. I went to see a concert with him playing the Elgar cello concerto, and I left in tears because it was the most beautiful, it brought back images of, you know, Jacqueline Dupré playing and you know, like that sort of transformative experience.
Along with Ionita playing Tchaikovsky's Rococo variations, conductor Cristian Masalaru's program with the National Symphony of Romania will round out with music from Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier.
Now, I think in the 21st century, everyone from Romania is certainly looking to the Germanic-speaking countries, where I would say the focus of great classical music remains, you know, which is in Germany and in this sort of Central European part of the world. So in some ways I'm representing, or I was trying to represent the you know, distant past, the recent past, and the future of who we are.
Cristian Masalaru leads the National Symphony of Romania this Sunday evening at 6:30 in the Wharton Center. Tickets and more information at whartoncenter.com. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.